On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Rambo: Last Blood. Rambo: Last Blood came out on September 20th, 2019, and is an adventure action thriller. The rating is PG-13, and the runtime is 1 hour and 29 minutes. The director is Sylvester Stallone, who also stars in the film, playing Rambo. You'd recognize Sylvester Stallone from the other Rambo films, as well as The Expendables, where he plays Barney Ross. We also have Paz Vega, who plays Carmen Delgado. You'd recognize Paz from such films as Spanglish, where she plays Floor, and the film Sex and Lucia, where she plays Lucia. We also have Yvette Bonreal, who plays Gabrielle. You'd recognize Yvette from Faking It, the TV series, where she plays Reagan, and the film Lowriders, where she plays Claudia. And the plot of the movie is basically following Rambo after he's returned home. So if you're following the series of films, you'll remember in the end of the last one, he came home. Sorry for spoilers, but that was quite a while ago, back in 2008. Now, while Rambo is now trying to have what I would consider a very boring life of living on the ranch and raising horses and really just kind of taking it easy for a while, he suddenly finds that he must dig into his past and pull out the old, ruthless combat skills to seek revenge and to protect his family.
I've lived in a world of death. I've watched people I've loved die. Some fast with a bullet. Some not enough left to bury.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
All these years I've kept my secrets, but the time has come to face my past and if it comes looking for me, they will welcome death.
Ride till I can't no more.
Nobody tell me nothing. I want them to know that death is coming. And there's nothing they can do to stop it.
All right, so that was the trailer. Great trailer, by the way. Really hypes up the movie, gets you excited, makes you feel like, you know, he says, my past is catching up to me, and really leads you to believe that, like, maybe something from one of the previous, films are coming after him. But no, that's not what's happening. So let me start off with, I'm a Rambo fan. I grew up watching the movies, and when the last one came out in 2008, just called Rambo, I probably stand alone, but I loved it. I know that it was old Sly, but it was badass old Sly. And this one, honestly, not so much. Maybe you cut your hair, you get weaker. I don't know. I know you're all thinking, like, this dude is old. And you're right, he is, but I also know that all the actors in the movie Red were also old, and they pulled off a great damn movie. Denzel is getting on in his years too, but he kicks some mean ass in both of the Equalizer films. So is it too much to ask that I get a hard-ass Rambo again? I don't think so. Here's the thing, the movie tends to be a half and half movie. The first half, you're asking yourself if I should just walk out now so I can get my money back. And then the other half happens about when you get up to leave and realize, oh, oh, maybe finally some kick-ass is going to happen. Because for a while, you tend to think that good old Rambo has just become kind of a wacko conspiracy nut, you know? And when we finally build to the climax of the film, you begin to think, why does this sound so familiar? Oh, that's right. Liam Neeson did it way back in 2008 in a film called Taken. So, yeah. To be fair, when it does finally get time for Rambo to kind of take action, we get that montage scene that we all have grown to love in the films, right? And then he does get brutal. I mean, honestly, in the end of the movie, I left wishing that there was just more of that part of the film and not so much of the baloney in the middle of it all. So because of that, my rating for this film, and I hate to say it, it's 2 out of 5, okay? Are there stingers during or after the credits? There is stingers during the credits. Stick around. There's going to be a little bit of nostalgia in there and a little something more. Now, there's a lot of hype online, so if you, you know, after you see it, if you want to check out the hype or maybe you like spoilers, you can check it out. If the theories are true, I hope that if there is another one, I'll put it that way, that it does get more brutal again. That's all I'll say. And that concludes my review of Rambo Last Blood. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through our Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. You can also find us on Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. And it is because of Anchor that we're also available through such platforms as Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and even Apple Podcasts. So we thank Anchor for that. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, your friends, or maybe just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.